Today's episode of the Warehouse Rats is a special edition. So if you're used to our show going a certain way, today's going to be a little different. During a time of uncertainty and slight panic, we felt that we needed something a little more lighthearted and just fun. So I hope you enjoy this bonus episode. Our normal episode 18 will be out next week. Hope you enjoy.
Screwed.
Whoa!
Where the boyfriend shoots his girl on the porch.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Speaking as the only vagina present here because everybody else bailed, I'm so sorry that offended your penises.
What's going on, ladies and gentlemen? It's the Warehouse Rats podcast. So tonight is a special edition. Not only am I joined by my fellow warehouse rep, Ricardo.
Yes,
here.
It's Ricardo. It's Ricardo.
We're also joined by my brother, my sister, my father, and my mother.
Excuse me, I have two sisters.
I said sisters.
Yeah, seriously, there's two sisters.
Oh my god. Anyways, there's all kinds of people here, and this is going to be something else. So on this show, we drink. Tonight, we are drinking Latitude 42's Michigan Honey Amber Ale.
You guys are drinking beer?
Yes, we're drinking beer because it's significantly cheaper than everything else.
Cheers to those of us who are drinking anything other than beer.
Yes, cheers.
Cheers.
Water?
Not bad. No, I like it.
I would think it'd be a little bit sweeter, though.
No, I think that's an appropriate honey.
I would think it'd be a little bit sweeter.
Why?
Well, it's honey. Hold on. It's honey. It's honey.
Don't ever say that to me again. So, we are doing a family check-in because of, I don't know this thing, if you guys have heard about it or not. It's called the Corona flu.
Corona?
Nope,
never heard of it. Never heard of it.
Virus.
It's a virus, dumbass.
A virus, right. No, I knew it was something weird like that. But anyway, so our family is all over the country. And so we kind of do these check-ins, and it just so happened to fall on the night we're recording the podcast, and they all decided to be a little stubborn and not get off. So we're just decided to make them a part of it.
Say, fuck it.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's kind of... Okay. Like I was saying, so you guys do check-ins, huh?
Yes, we do.
Like, is it just like a daily thing? Weekly thing?
Holy crap, who's like throwing stuff around?
Tigger.
Who's moving?
It's Tigger.
Settle down.
Tigger.
Hold the fuck on. It's not me.
It's somebody. I don't know who it is, but it's somebody.
It's Noah.
We need to settle down.
Yeah. Sit, Noah. Sit still.
Oh.
Burp, 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 burp.
If you can't see, Noah's flipping me off right now.
Right. Oh my gosh.
She's such a
see, what this podcast doesn't capture right now is we have them on video and we're watching all of them watch us, but we're watching them. And everybody's missing everything because we're seeing all this funny shit going on in the background and nobody else can see it. That's the only problem when the medium is voice.
Right.
You got to have video.
Well, one of these days, podcast should have videos.
Only we had the technology.
Well, if only we had the technology to broadcast our...
But I think it stops being a podcast and starts being like a TV show at that point.
Joe Rogan has his podcast.
I don't know. I mean, yeah, because Joe Rogan.
True, Howard Stern records all of his shows.
But he's radio. He's not a podcast. That's different.
It's very similar, though.
Yeah, Tori, it's different. Hush your
mouth. Right. My bad.
I used to listen to Howard Stern a lot.
Oh, I know.
On E.
Oh. So, anyways, we're going to keep going to the swing of things. So the first part of this podcast, we have something that's called the Nerd Corner.
The Nerd Corner.
Now, that's when we talk about something overly nerdy, and I'm usually the one who brings that up because Ricardo is not nerdy at all. But at this point, our regular listeners know that. Our special guests don't know that, or at least not all of them.
So I'm starting to be a little nerdy.
Yeah, you're getting there. We're working on you a little bit.
Yeah, I'm now that we're quarantined.
No, we're all nerds.
Now that we're quarantined, I'm gonna start playing a lot more video games.
I'm sure you are.
And I can't wait until Star Trek comes out. I mean, Star Wars comes out.
Star Trek.
Star Wars comes out.
Well, that actually brings me to my talking point. Mandalorian season 1 finished up, and season 2 has finished filming and gets released in the fall.
Woo!
Yes, that's very exciting.
If we
make Mandalorian was so cool that when I signed up for Disney Plus, I took the name Mandalorian to be my avatar name.
Nice. See,
this is the way. This is the way. Yes, this is the way.
This is the way.
Yeah, but why don't I need metal stuff hanging on me? You know,
you do. You've got like 1,800 necklaces.
No, I'm only wearing two now.
Now.
Anyway, so they have officially announced that, a character from the animated Clone Wars series will be making her first live-action debut. And during the Clone Wars series, which was an animated series, Anakin Skywalker had an apprentice called Ahsoka Tano, who was an alien who ended up being his apprentice. They have casted and filmed all of her things. And at this point, there's a question.
Yeah. So if they live in a galaxy far, far away, aren't they all aliens? Like, they all come from weird fucking planets and shit, right?
We don't worry about that here, so we're not gonna worry ourselves with details like that. So let's
Nerd Corner is this?
So wait a minute, is this the character that has like the elongated things coming out of the head?
I think that's racist, but yes.
Okay, how else do I describe this person to you?
She's orange and is an alien. I think that kind of goes
with whoa, 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 you said she?
Yes,
she. How dare you assign her a gender?
You know she's a girl? Like, for real?
Oh.
I think I've seen some. Why, because she wears a skirt? You're so sexist, Josh. What kind of nerd corner is this?
How the hell did this turn around on me?
Because you're the nerd in the corner.
Yeah, I'm trying to get one thing across. I'm not trying to pick it apart.
Well, that's what happens when you invite a bunch of people.
Yeah. We're gonna get
nobody puts the nerd in the corner.
Josh is a corner.
Hold a second, I pee.
Oh, before you pee your pants.
My pants.
Anyway,
it happened before.
I don't remember what I was saying.
All right, so Josh, you think Ahsoka's coming? You think Ahsoka's coming to show up?
Oh no, they've officially said that she is. Okay, so the actress who is going to be
blow your nose, Matthew. Go ahead.
All right, the actress. Good Lord! All right. I'm waiting just in case anybody else wants to chime in. Okay, we're good. I can't do it now.
He can't perform.
I can't do it.
Get your shit together, Josh.
You can't perform.
It doesn't work. All right.
He's gun shy.
Get the types of nerds in the corner. They have made a little blue pill for boys who can't perform. I'm shook into that.
Josh, I think she's talking about your wiener.
Oh.
I think you're gonna have to start this podcast over when all the drunk crazies go to bed.
I just snotted.
Okay. I totally lost myself here. I got nothing. So...
Great success.
Anyway,
so Josh, who's playing Ahsoka?
I can't even say it. Oh my god. Okay.
What?
Hang on. I gotta get it back up on my phone. Okay. I can't even pronounce it now. Here, you're Spanish. Read that.
Wow. Rosario.
Yeah. Rosario Dawson is playing I can't even say her name now. I'm so messed up.
No shit.
Yes.
Good choice.
She's smoking hot.
She was what's her name in Rent?
Yeah, she was in Rent. She was in Men in Black.
Oh, yeah.
She was in one of the Fast and Furious.
Tonight. That was her.
Thanks, Mom.
Oh, okay.
It wouldn't be a good example without Mom singing.
Exactly.
Yes! That's who she is. Now you all know who she is, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
So, come to Mandalorian this fall. She will be carrying her dual lightsabers that she has in the Clone Wars. But the coolest thing is the last time we saw her in the Star Wars Rebels show, she was actually fighting Darth Vader. And they ended that episode not knowing what happened to her. And it was probably one of the best animated Star Wars episodes I had ever seen. Because they...
Darth Vader died.
What?
No, Mandy.
Spoiler alert!
No. Yeah. I was like 30 years too late. No. Rebels takes place in between episode 3 and episode 4 there, Mandy.
Oh, so he's still alive then?
Yes, very much so.
Okay, got it.
So, the last time you see her, she is fighting Darth Vader. And you have no idea how it ends. So, the fact that the way they announce that she is in fact alive... with a live-action interpretation of her, I think, is going to be fabulous. And the guy who plays Moff Gideon, he's the guy who has the Darksaber at the end of the season finale. Okay. He had gone on record saying that there is an exceptional amount of lightsaber play in this season before she was announced. And so you had to think they were bringing somebody back.
Josh, hang on.
Play.
Josh, Mom, get it together.
There's an exceptional amount of lightsaber play.
The lightsaber play. Mom.
Yeah. Get it together, Mom. Get it together.
I honestly didn't think of that until Mom chuckled about it.
Okay, my question is, can she use those things growing out of her head as weapons?
What?
Well, if we're going to ask that question, Dad, I kind of want to ask you the same question, but I feel like that's inappropriate.
I don't have anything growing out of my head.
Exactly.
Who uses their dingle dangles as a weapon?
What are they called?
Oh, God.
All right, Matt, you're down to 2 beers only. That's it.
I'm still waiting for an answer.
Been a long week, man.
No, wait. I tried to identify this character because I'm trying to visualize this character in my head, and I asked if this was the person that had like these long appendages coming out of their head.
What you're trying to?
It's her hair, Dad.
That's not hair. Those are like it's like
yeah, no, stuff. Well, no, because it's not fuzzy like hair. So what would you call those?
Tails.
They're tails. Oh, Zach says.
Okay.
Zach says they're tails. Yeah, she's cute. Yeah. Oh, dude. Except for the unibrow.
Well, they'll fix that.
Ashley, she looks like she was one of the characters in Avatar.
No, but she's orange. She's not blue.
From what?
Oh, dang it.
Oh, so she's an Oompa Loompa.
Oh my god.
What year is this?
Mom's singing.
Yes, Mom's singing.
And she hasn't had anything to drink.
Yeah, really. I'm not drunk at all.
Why does she sound like she's a million miles away?
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Dude, I was thinking the same thing.
I would walk 500 miles.
Just my mom.
And my mom and dad are trying to conserve power because she's sitting in the dark somewhere.
So she keeps disappearing and like, you know, like a like a Blair Witch thing. I mean that with all due respect, Mom.
There is a special circle in hell for children who call their mothers bad names.
I did call
Mom,
you a bad name.
Mom, take your finger off your microphone.
I think she's not, like putting her thumb right at the bottom.
I haven't tried it.
She is.
Oh, she's giving you the finger.
No, whether it's this one or this one, you don't know.
It was the wrong one. It was the wrong one.
That's interesting.
Noah's putting up his middle finger.
Noah, hey.
So inappropriate.
All the fingers. There you
He's
go.
5, 4, 2, 1. Yo.
And the proper
pinky. Hey, we don't throw gang signs around here, man. You keep that in your own hood. I'll get you shot over here.
We're doing this, Battle Creek.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, all right, so what's next? What's next on the agenda?
Is Nerdcore over?
I fucking hope so.
How does the beer taste? Is it still good?
Okay, well, we finished the Latitude 42, so now we're on to an odd side. Ricardo brought this. It's a blueberry, raspberry, lime, fruitsicle.
Nice. Gross. Nice.
I think do you like drink that with a straw through your vagina?
He's grounded a vagina.
All right, hang on. The fruitsicles, those are a series of beers that they do. They actually released several of those.
Nerd.
Cool story, bro.
Yeah, for real. We're done with the nerd corner, you want to talk,
Mr. Whiskey. I actually picked up a couple of Odd Sides, the different versions of their dank juice.
Excuse me?
You would.
Oh my god.
Hey, I just
they're mocking you, honey.
Like trying different stuff.
That's okay.
Me too.
What's that?
Some American whiskey right
there.
That looks
very patriotic.
What's it called?
It's the Taconic Distilleries bourbon.
Huh? Where are they at?
About 10 miles north of us.
Oh, nice. Oh. Local.
Yeah.
I'm working on this tonight.
Stuff.
It's got a nice head on it when you first open it up, and you know, it's pretty smooth. It's not too fruity. It's not too hoppy, I'm really enjoying it tonight. It's really a good. It's taking me to a very happy place.
That's awesome.
For a slight disclaimer, he's talking about Oreos.
What's wrong with the nose on that, Tig?
Well, I thought with fruitsicles coming out, you know, we're looking at desserts.
I don't think you can say that, Dad.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, keep your fruitsicles to yourself.
Okay.
All right, have you opened the fruitsicle yet?
Yeah, it's just about gone.
Jeez, okay, it must be good then.
Well, I'm trying to get through it because it makes me want to have like a actual like legit popsicle, and it's like I don't want to drink a popsicle.
Gross, yeah.
Oh, gotcha. So it would be better frozen?
Yes, but then I don't think you could classify it as beer at all.
It'd be a beersicle.
Yeah.
I've had rum slush cheese before. They're gross. So a beersicle sounds disgusting as well.
I get that. I get that for sure.
And dun dun da da. Next topic.
I don't know, because you guys were all talkative, and now as soon as we started recording, you all got super quiet.
You told us because to be you have a schedule. You told us to be quiet.
A beersicle.
Out the window.
The hell was that?
I don't know. You're talking about a fucking beersicle, so I'm out.
Okay, let's. Okay, can we like? Okay, so what art were you gonna discuss today, Bubby?
Wrong podcast.
What?
Wrong. Huh?
Podcast. That's a different podcast.
Oh.
Wait,
oh,
this is wrong. Party
foul. Wait, no, sorry.
Party foul.
Man.
Okay. So what else do you talk about on this podcast?
Well, Ricardo usually takes
because
over.
Because with Lynn shooting from the hips, it's dangerous.
Ricardo usually tells us about the women that he's fallen in love with the past week.
Yeah.
Yes!
Oh, my God. Yes, Ricardo.
But the problem is that there's not been any
females
at work this week.
Tigger, there hasn't been any something on your head.
You got to speak up, bro.
So there hasn't been any females at work this week. They're all quarantined.
No, they're not quarantined. Well,
but you can love
home.
The men, too.
Dude,
love
fuck this virus.
What are you saying?
I said, fuck this virus. I'm sorry, Ricardo. Hang in there, buddy.
I missed it. What did he say?
I don't know. That's his laugh. This is awesome.
Why is Tigger a cute bunny? What the hell's going on?
It's probably why he's sleeping. Oh my gosh, why is that?
What's a pizza? Oh my god.
Hey, I'm just here for the party. Shut the fuck up.
Okay, so Ricardo, let's talk about your love life. Do you feel that you love a different woman every week?
Go ahead. Yes.
Okay, so you yes. are For real? A serial Elaborate. You are a serial lover.
Say it again.
You are a serial lover.
Oh my gosh,
he looks like his mother.
I'm Ricardo's girlfriend from last week.
And the lie detector test determined that was a lie.
Oh my gosh, look at the choker. What the hell? God.
I like my necklaces.
Where'd I go?
Thomas, losing it. No, she's not. She's very contained. She's self-contained. She's got this.
She needs more wine.
Okay, so Ricardo?
Yes?
I would like to talk to you about this serial loving thing. Uh-huh. Have you applied for many reality shows?
No, I have not. Like, MTV or something like that?
Mm-hmm. Well, I love it first sight. How old are you?
Ouch.
He's... Oh. Yeah, out. That was really mean.
Yeah. Ouch.
Like he's out of the closet?
No.
What? Or like
not what?
Ouch. No, ouch.
Ouch. I don't know how old you are, Ricardo. I saw you for 2 seconds. I'm sorry.
I am 32.
Oh, high five, man. 30s suck. Hate 30s, but I'm glad you're there to prepare my brother.
Yeah. What?
Isn't he like 34?
Yeah. Your brother? He's 31.
Me? No, oh, I'm sure. I'm 32.
You are?
No. Yes.
No, you're not.
No.
Do the math.
All right. So just so y'all are aware, we just captured the fact that we all suck at knowing how old each other is.
I think that's normal.
Yes, Mandy. We know you're old.
Okay.
I'm not 40.
I'm maybe 34.
Ooh, you're almost old.
Oh my god, I'm officially in my mid-30s. Damn it!
Isn't that 35?
Hey, Tori, it's okay. You don't look a day over 47.
Hey, oh!
I could say a lot of mean things, but I won't because you're my family and we're being recorded and I will not have this used against me in the court of law. Bitches. I'm talking to my female dog. So there.
Female dog. Hey, shut up. I got one.
Don't you assign her a gender.
Yeah, don't you assign her a gender.
You don't know how she identifies. Like
2020.
What?
He pees like a girl. Bro, okay, let's talk about that in that nerd corner. I have a boy dog who, from literally the time we got him, which was 12 weeks old, has always peed like a girl who, like, does the lean thing, right? He doesn't, like, lift a leg like all other boys. And for those who are wondering, I totally did that, like, for the first time I said it because it came natural. Not because I pee that way. But my dog, he's a boy, but he pees like a girl. Why does he do that?
They put their
answer that question in the nerd corner.
Did you raise him in California?
Yeah. I can take that.
No, he was raised in Michigan and Florida.
Did your dog raise a leg?
And California. Yeah. And New York. All those goddamn liberal states.
Yeah, your dog is fucked. Your dog has no idea what it is right now.
Yeah, it's just confused.
Poor Brody.
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 He is.
He's also like 97.
Yeah.
And let me tell you, when I'm really... no, yeah, yeah, no, seriously, when I'm 97, I'm gonna sit down to pee.
Brody.
Just putting that out there.
I sit down to pee now.
You're 97. You can start doing that when you're 60.
Joshua, you sit down to pee?
If I want to spend a little more time on my phone, yes, I do.
What?
Gross.
Who the fuck takes a 3-hour pee?
This guy.
Yeah.
Two thumbs in this guy.
Hey, Ricardo, let's talk about your pee. How long do you pee?
How do I pee?
I just want him to feel included.
Like a real man. Standing up.
I just want you to feel included, Ricardo. I just don't, you know, I don't want you to feel left out.
Right behind me.
Bed bugs?
And what?
Has God had...
Like Tony the Tiger style?
Over the tire style?
Tony the Tiger. Naked with a kerchief.
I pee in the tiger style sometimes too.
Or you could do it Winnie the Pooh style and just shirt, no pants?
Well, no, the tiger style. That's when you put your hands on the floor and your feet up in the air?
No, Tony the Tiger style. That's naked with a kerchief.
Oh, that's because it's great.
This is the strangest conversation I've ever had.
This is magic.
I highly doubt that. Highly doubt that. Oh my god. Alright, it's out of here. What's the next talking point, Josh? Lead us. Because otherwise we're headed down the wrong
this, this shit's going off the rails really fast.
Yeah.
Bobby!
He's having a moment.
Well, that beer sickle must have been really good.
Is he crying?
No, we're good.
Okay, Ricardo, rub his shoulders and tell him it's okay.
Don't touch me. Don't touch me.
Y'all want to hear Joshy drunk? Listen to the podcast where I've got them on. Oh, it's fucking amazing.
I'm doing that as soon as we hang up.
All right. So we talked about Star Wars. What other nerdy stuff can we talk about?
No, that's dude, stop living in the past. Move on. All right.
Tell me where to move on, bitch. This is your podcast and I'm leading this, bitch. I'm the captain now.
Sorry.
And we are going to talk about cats. And how adorable cats are. I would be a crazy cat lady.
Fuck cats.
Elaborate, please.
Cats are
assholes. If I had the right firearm during this lock-in time, I would sit in my upper window and pick off cats by the
That is everywhere. Horrible. You are a horrible, horrible human being. Would Jesus eat that?
Yeah.
He would kill all the kitties.
No, he wouldn't use a gun.
No, he would beat the kitties, Daddy. Zap. He would beat the kitties.
Zap. Zap.
No, he would feed the kitties because the kitties are starving.
Let me give you the theological truth here. The cats did not show up in Eden in the fall. They were not part of the original creation.
Oh, so what? Pussies are women's problems? What? Shut the fuck up. You are so obnoxious.
There was a vagina reference there. Y'all missed it.
The vagina monologues. Should I start them? No.
Please don't.
Yes.
No.
Yeah.
Yes.
Ricardo wants to know this. If you can YouTube that, Ricardo, or ask your mother, whatever you feel comfortable with.
Well, his mom did work at a pickle factory, so hey.
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 Wait, whoa. Before we start talking about pickles, are they kosher?
They're not Jewish.
I think they are kosher,
actually.
They are kosher.
Okay. Oh, yeah,
I'm pretty sure
Here we go, 5 minutes later. Is anyone else getting the joke?
Yes, Tori, Jewish circumcised, we got it.
There you go.
You can't circumcise a pickle.
I disagree.
His mashed potatoes are so creamy. You might want to edit that out for later.
Nope.
Tigger, are you like building something?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Hold on, he doesn't have his headphones in. He can't hear us.
I will be
his interpreter.
Oh, we're so cute.
I am a giant asshole.
Oh my gosh. Sorry.
Forgive me for being a butthead. Do you see? That's what he's saying right now. Oh, and he loves his little sister. Oh. Yeah, fuck you. You know you do. You know
I like that one.
What is happening?
Can you guys hear me?
Oh, yes. God. Yeah. Are you going to start recording us too? Hold on.
Yeah, but I'm not going to publish your shit. I'm just going to keep it
and fucking
public.
I need my lawyer to prove these contracts.
No, dude, you got to send this out.
What's the next topic? Bring it on.
Bring it on.
I'm ready.
Okay.
This is classic.
So, next, we actually started a new segment called The Scummiest of Rats.
Yes.
Ooh.
This is when.
Is this where we get to call out dirty people?
No.
All
right.
She's disappointed.
What?
You better give us some direction, Josh.
Okay, so right
now. What does that mean?
I'm getting to it.
Okay.
Today?
Well, okay, what y'all don't understand is that there's a delay between when I hear you guys and I see your mouths moving. So as soon as I start talking, somebody starts talking. So everybody mellow out.
Hold on. That's my note.
What?
No.
It's just us fucking with him.
What?
You're good, Josh. Go ahead.
No, screw you guys.
Are you just about ready? No, hold on.
Yes.
Now I'm not talking to you.
Oh, this is Ricardo's section?
Yes.
Wait a second.
Now, ooh, what you don't know
I
about,
like it, Ricardo.
What you
it
don't
on.
Know about Ricardo is that he enjoys murder mysteries or what is it?
True crime.
Yeah.
And
yes.
So
yeah.
Every week we've been discussing a new true crime that he has. What are you doing?
I lost my connectivity, and so therefore I lost.
No. Matt and Mandy, you're ridiculous.
Ricardo, they're not laughing at you.
I feel like they are.
No.
Okay, so what true crime? You guessed Matthew.
I have notes, but I kind of lost my notes right real quick.
We'll get your notes together, man. Come on, we got this.
Oh, it does.
Oh my god, it's Grandma and Grandpa McGlynn.
So crying.
You can't see Mom's face, but she's laughing her tits off. It's a great. This is amazing.
So oh no, not that!
Do not talk about our mother's tits ever again.
Oh. This is not
whatever you guys were talking about. You guys were talking about her dick penis the other day, so I don't really want to hear about it.
Because that's not weird for us.
Yeah. Yeah, the fact that nobody bit off on the freaking walrus joke really pissed me off. I'm just gonna just put that out there.
I was there. I got that.
Ricardo, are you familiar with the walrus joke?
No, he missed the walrus joke.
No, we all understood the walrus joke. Yeah, we don't want penis jokes, just Ricardo, like we don't want titty jokes.
Ricardo, you know that walruses have the second largest penis of any mammal.
Who is the first, should I ask?
No!
You're welcome.
Josh.
No!
What?
Just kidding, I'm Irish. It's all potatoes, no meat here.
Okay.
Ew!
Now Dad time his tits off.
Ew, Tori, what are you spitting out? Ew! I got crap in my lungs. Give me a break.
Ricardo, you're not Googling walrus penises,
no,
are you?
No.
Oh, okay. All right.
Ready.
You know, they can swim around right. there. All right,
hold up. All right, so, Ricardo, what do we have for scummiest rats this week?
So, on today's scummiest of the rats, we have a case that is called the Case of Shonda Turner.
Shonda Turner.
Now, this case was...
She sounds hot.
Now, this case was...
ignore him.
In a place called Paul's Valley, Oklahoma. Okay. It all began a few years ago in Oklahoma. A guy by the name of Robbie Tucker wakes up from a nice deep nap. He wakes up and goes to the porch where he finds his girlfriend lying on the porch, bleeding.
Oh.
She is dead.
So would she still be bleeding if she was dead?
Was she mostly dead?
She was mostly dead.
I'm not quite dead yet. I feel fine.
The next day.
Shut up! You'll be soon dead in a minute.
The next day, cops go over to the deceased family's house where the sheriff tells the mom. Hey, are you the mother of Shonda Turner? And she says, no. Yes. Well, she's dead.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, he was not very...
So they didn't handle that very nicely.
No.
Okay.
Wait, so is the mother dead?
No, the daughter's dead.
They went to the mother's house.
Shonda's dead.
Yep.
Okay, so she didn't tell them that she was dead.
No, she can't do that. She's dead.
Yeah, exactly. Okay.
She's dead.
She's dead.
That's a pizza.
So the dad is away, handling some business about 12 hours away from the house, right?
Okay.
So the mom calls up the dad. I'm like, not her dad, but
like the dad of the deceased.
Yes.
Okay, gotcha.
She calls him up and says, "Hey, you should come home." And she doesn't want to tell him that her daughter had passed away.
Okay.
But he's like, I'm not gonna hang up this phone until you tell me what's going on.
So wait, so the mom didn't want to tell the dad that the daughter was dead.
Right.
Why?
Because he had a long drive to come back to.
So what?
That's just, hey, look, don't judge me. Judge me.
Okay.
So what happened is, finally, she did tell him, like, hey, so they found, what's her name, Shonda? They found Shonda. She had a self-inflicted gunshot to her chest.
Uh-oh.
Yep.
So wait, so it confirmed self-inflicted or... Well, appeared self-inflicted.
It appeared to be self-inflicted. Okay. Right. At first, the cops ruled it a homicide.
Okay.
Hey, where'd your sister go?
What?
Where'd your sister go?
Chester? There's no Chester.
Okay. So at first...
Pay no attention to that cat behind the camera.
So at first, it was ruled a homicide.
Okay.
But only three hours into it, after an investigator got there, as a coroner investigator...
Mm-hmm.
After an investigator got there, they ruled it a
suicide.
Yep, they ruled it a suicide. Three hours afterwards.
Okay.
Now, no autopsy was done.
Why?
Because they ruled it a homicide. All the indications.
Wait, suicide, you mean?
I mean, yes.
Okay, I got you.
all the indications, all the evidence ruled it to be a suicide, which is really stupid.
Okay.
Okay, so the parents, they weren't happy with that.
Okay.
Because obviously, so Shonda was she was only 23 years old.
Okay.
She was actually working at a attorney's office. She was actually becoming an attorney. So she had a lot to live for, you know what I'm saying?
Right, so
was she like a paralegal?
She was kind of like a paralegal, but she was also studying to get her she's also studying to become an actual lawyer herself.
Okay.
So quick recap. So dude wakes up, finds a dead girlfriend on his porch.
Right.
The girlfriend was studying to become a lawyer.
Correct.
Parents don't share all the information. Autopsy ruled it a suicide.
No, there was no autopsy.
No autopsy. They just ruled it a suicide.
Yeah. They had ruled it a homicide at first. Only 3 hours later, they ruled it a suicide after a forensic, what do they call it? Like a forensic
investigator.
Pathologist.
He wasn't even a pathologist. He wasn't even a pathologist. He was just one of those people that was.
Your mom's a pathologist.
Okay.
Don't talk about my mom.
She's a nice lady. You leave her out of this. Alone.
Mrs. Ricardo is a saint. I tell you.
So. The parents later on were actually begging the sheriffs to have an autopsy because they did not believe this was a suicide. They believed it to be a homicide. But the sheriffs didn't want to do an autopsy. And finally, they kind of lost hope, kind of. This is where it gets interesting. So when they bury the daughter, they bury her actually at the highest point in the cemetery. Note with the intention of actually having a, what do we call it? Examination? Excavation?
To dig her back up?
Yeah, pretty much.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah. they had the intention of actually, digging her back up, right?
Okay.
Exhumation.
Exclamation. Yeah, okay. That's what I was missing.
Exclamation, yes. It was an exclamation.
Exclamation to the
Oh my God, she's buried!
She's dead!
Several months later, they get a package and they actually get a knock on the door. Right?
It's her.
It's not her. What happened is there was this person that was working inside in the whole kind of investigation who actually brought over all the paperwork. Like all the files, 911.
Can they do that legally?
You know, I don't know. I didn't ask. Well, they brought over a whole bunch of files with, like, testimonies, you know, like, the whole, everything that was, like, pretty much the whole file itself.
Right.
And she said, you know what, I did all I could do. It's up to you to run with it and see what's going on.
Okay.
So they hire somebody. They hire, like, an autopsy person, I don't know what you can call them. So there's two people that were trying to work the case.
Right.
So 9 years later, after the fact, right, an autopsy was finally granted, which I don't know how.
So 9 years after she was dead?
Yeah.
I don't think that would be pertinent anymore.
You would think not. You would think not.
I think all the evidence at that point in time would be kind of lost.
You don't watch NCIS very much, do you?
No.
Nobody watches NCIS very much.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that show's not a thing anymore.
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
So like I said, 9 years later, they finally ordered an autopsy. Right. Yeah. Couldn't find out, based on the forensic, or like not the forensic, but the actual person was doing conducting the. There's two of them, right? They were actually in agreement after all was said and done. They were in agreement to that it wasn't a suicide. Okay. Based on the trajectory of the bullet or the entrance of how it was done, and based on how the pictures that were actually there, there was no way that she could have been shot at the porch itself. It had to be actually at the her bed, because her bed was full of blood.
Oh, geez.
Yeah, her bed was full of blood. And at the porch, there wasn't enough blood for her to actually, you know,
so,
be enough for her to
So
die.
Basically, she was shot in her room and right. then moved to her boyfriend's porch?
No, she was still in her porch.
So wait, did she lived with her boyfriend
yep,
then?
Yep, exactly.
Okay. So she was shot in bed and right. then was moved to the porch.
Yep, it's kind of staged in a sense.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Was it the boyfriend?
No. Yes, it could be. Where it gets a little interesting is that after all is said and done, they finally determined, these two autopsy people, whatever what they're called, determined that it was a homicide.
Oh, jeez.
The one person that was like the lead guy, he actually gets fired.
Like for the guy who did the autopsy, yep, got fired?
Yep, the guy that was actually working for the sheriff
right.
got fired all of a sudden.
Okay.
Right, because they actually so they went back.
Isn't he like called the examiner?
Yeah, I don't know, whatever. So they actually they got her death certificate.
Don't mind me, I'm just gonna go fuck myself over by the bar here.
They actually got her death certificate and kind of changed it to being from suicide to homicide. Right?
Oh dang.
Yep. But because he got fired all of a sudden, like the new person that got in charge of that thing. Kind of reverse everything again to a suicide.
Oh, jeez.
Yep. And then finally, with so much fighting, it got to a place where they reversed it from a suicide again to, like...
Back to a homicide?
No, it got... actually, it got to, like, death cannot be determined or some shit like that.
Oh, jeez.
Which actually was actually a good thing because it actually opened up the case again because the case was already closed. But it opened up the case because it was, like, they changed it to that it couldn't be... You know, determined.
Oh, dang.
Now, this new sheriff who was in charge of the, or deputy who was in charge of this homicide or mm-hmm. this case, seen a lot of irregularities with this whole case itself.
Right.
Right? Because, like, first of all, the most disturbing part of this was because one of the things is that the boyfriend actually didn't call 911 right away when he found her, supposedly. He okay. actually went to his dad's house, which is like a mile away, got his dad, went back to the house.
Right.
His mom or stepmom was the one that actually called 911 like an hour afterwards, you know what I'm saying?
So the boyfriend found her on the, or supposedly found her on the porch bleeding from right. a gunshot.
Right.
Then drove a mile to tell his dad, hey, she's been shot.
Because he didn't have a phone, supposedly. Allegedly.
Yeah, right. Okay. Nope, he killed her. I won.
No.
Well, that's the interesting thing is, like, they so easily rule it a homicide, or a suicide, excuse me.
Right.
But then 9 years later, they decide, hey, somebody in fact killed her.
Right, right,
and
exactly.
It's like,
so,
okay.
So no, so legally, and I've only had a class or two, so I'm an amateur.
So she's pretty much an expert.
No, I said amateur, so I'm classy. That's so family, if you say I want an autopsy as a family member, there's no way that they can give you an autopsy.
So I don't know exactly.
And if they fight about it, then there's a way to go to the courts to sue them, because obviously someone's trying to hide something.
Not necessarily. I don't know if California law is different than Michigan law, but if there is a suspicious death and the family demands an autopsy and the medical examiner is not in agreement, the family has to pay for the autopsy, and that's usually where most requests for autopsies stop because they're pretty pricey.
Where was this, Ricardo?
Oklahoma.
So they got nothing better to do out there. So yeah, so they might as well do an autopsy.
Yeah, no, legit. Like they may as well just like.
They said it a lot.
Yeah,
he said, we don't care about the price. You know, we'll pay for it. We'll pay for the autopsy.
Right.
But even then, they didn't care about it. You know, they just said no. It's a done deal. That's why it took such a long time to actually get the autopsy, which kind of sucked. You know?
Right.
But how could you? Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, bud.
The saddest part about it is the new sheriff that was in charge of this case actually kind of figured out that based on all the information, all the evidence that was on the file itself, like there was, I would say no reason, but there was reasonable suspicion for her to still be alive if they would have called 911 right away. You know what I'm saying? Like there was. Based on the bullet entered the body and where it actually hit her or whatnot, there was no reason or there was reasonable doubt that she wouldn't still be alive.
So basically, if the boyfriend quote unquote would have had a phone and gotten 911 on the horn, right, sooner than later, yeah, chances are she would have been alive.
Yep, and that's kind of like, and then there's another part too where
So let me ask you a question real quick.
Yeah, go ahead.
Did the parents of the boyfriend like her or not?
It doesn't specify.
Okay.
No, it doesn't specify.
Okay.
But the funky thing about it is that the boyfriend's one of the boyfriend's uncles that was actually kind of there was a not defense attorney, but a
district attorney.
He's one of the guys, one of the criminal defense attorneys, something like that.
Okay.
So he was actually kind of like, it was kind of like conflict of interest a little bit. So there was a lot of cover up, I guess, in a sense.
Oh.
You know what I mean? And then on top of that, the other thing too is that I don't know how they got a chart of everybody, but there was supposedly that night there was like 21 people over the house.
When she was shot?
When she was shot. So she was in the freaking porch or wherever she was at, supposedly. Bleeding to death, and there's fucking like 21 people. They have it on record where they have 21 different people going in and out of the house.
So all kinds of people.
Okay, I can see that. You got a big banger going. Nobody's gonna hear the gunshot.
Well, yeah, but you would kind of think that you would see, yeah, you would notice somebody bleeding out on the porch.
Yeah, really,
dude.
Especially
well,
human
blood.
Unless it's a cold time in Oklahoma.
It gets cold in Oklahoma.
I don't think that's a thing over there.
I don't know.
You don't think Oklahoma's a thing? It's
no,
I know it's
no,
pretty
no,
much
no.
a state.
No.
Oh shit, we lost Tori.
No, Oklahoma is totally a thing. Iowa is completely fake. So
it's a different country.
I have it on good authority that Iowa doesn't exist.
So, long story short.
I don't know, you're the wrong one.
Long story short.
I'll call it.
What? I want to
listen to it. Continue, or try to get Tori back.
All right, go ahead, bud.
Long story short.
You fucking lost her. Hang on.
Yay!
What?
I'm...
Oh, wait. Oh. Did we lose everybody?
There we go. I'm good.
Oh, okay.
I've got it all set up.
All right. Go ahead.
So, on one of the interviews, actually asked the sheriff and said, well, maybe they can't blame him for the actual homicide, but can they blame him or actually prosecute him for not helping somebody that was in a life and death situation?
So like a manslaughter kind of thing?
Kind of like that, but kind of like not assisting somebody in a life and death situation.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So what the sheriff actually said is that, not assisted suicide, but kind of like not, supposedly you're supposed to help out people who are, you know, if you kind of like leave them hanging, then they can get you for shit like that.
Hmm.
But the actual sheriff said actually that they actually did charge him with firing a gun with intent to kill.
The boyfriend?
Yeah.
With what evidence?
That's where there's a twist.
Oh.
Yeah. Another twist. The last twist of this story is that he was actually in jail for shooting another girlfriend. Yeah.
What?
Yep. So he actually...
Wait, hold on. So you're telling me this motherfucker was in jail for shooting another girlfriend,
yeah,
and they're like, oh, wait, he may have shot a different girlfriend.
Yeah, so that's kind of like the messed up... The messed
that's
up
not part. Great.
No, it's two girlfriends.
The messed up part is that he was in jail because, I mean, this is after the fact that
it sounds like that's where he belonged.
Yeah.
Right?
So he was in there for shooting one of his last girlfriends, pretty much.
Right? And so basically...
Remember, this is Oklahoma, okay?
Right? So this dude has a history of shooting girlfriends.
Wait. So Oklahoma says, yeah, hey, y'all can shoot one girlfriend, but when you shoot two, you're going to put your ass in jail.
But if you shoot two, but if that's
double, says you can shoot one, but two is too much.
Yeah, no.
Why do they sound like they're from the South?
Two. Because it's fucking Oklahoma. Have you never been to Oklahoma?
Let's be real.
I don't know. Tell us about it.
I have in-laws in Oklahoma, and that is how they talk. It's not awesome. I would never move to Oklahoma ever. But this is how they talk.
It was pretty terrible. Dude.
Yeah, I spent a week there one night. Is that what you just said?
That's what I just said.
I hear
like
it's
your dad
there.
That likes to shoot cats out of windows.
No, in the summertime.
What? He does what?
What?
How am I the only vagina in the room again? Damn.
Well, Ricardo's still here. We're good.
Wow.
Wow.
We need the soundboard.
Just kidding, Ricardo. I love you, dog. Oh, you know I love you.
What? It's like, no, I'm out.
Yep, so that wraps up my story.
So wait.
So this chick died on her porch. Ian's a dick, and we're moving on.
So did they arrest the boyfriend for shooting her?
Well, he was in jail, so they can't already arrest him because he's already in jail
for shooting a previous girlfriend.
No, a girl after the one that
Oh, good, because they did the examination like 9 years later.
Yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
So wait, he had already killed girlfriend number two. And was in jail for killing girlfriend number two.
Well,
and they're like, well, we think he killed girlfriend number one, too.
Yes.
That's awesome.
He killed girlfriend number one.
Great.
Right.
Man, I feel like we kind of suck at this justice system thing.
Right?
You think?
Well, maybe it's just Oklahoma.
No, it's not. No, I promise you, it's not. It's every state. If you're not a rich white male, you're screwed.
Whoa!
Where the boyfriend shoots his girl on the porch.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Speaking as the only vagina present here because everybody else bailed, I'm so sorry that offended your penises. Forgive me.
So wait, we're more apt to get away with shit because we have a penis? Why have I not been told this?
First of all, I said rich white penises.
Oh.
I mean, okay. You are all white, and you are all...
My penis is just middle class.
You all have penises, but you're not rich.
I'm a middle class penis.
Yeah.
I got a broke ass penis. It's cool.
My penis pays for college.
I thought it would be in movies, but nope.
Oh, I could go so many different
ways. Shut up, Tori.
Anyways,
well, that's crazy, Ricardo. And that just goes to show you, men are assholes.
Yes, they are.
Well, what if we don't know the whole story? Yeah. What if she came at him with a knife?
Cool story, bro.
Okay, first of all, asshole. Let me just tell you right now. If he's already been accused of killing the first bitch, he killed the second bitch.
Whoa.
And if
the first
she came
bitch
after,
happened after no, the second one. No. That was part of the story.
The first came
he didn't
after
get
the
charged
second...
with the first murder until after the second one.
Oh, shut the front door! No! Yeah,
I think you missed that part.
It's like you weren't even here! Did you
up.
Not listen to a word Ricardo
looking,
said?
I was looking
it was
it
9 years later, he was already in jail for killing another girl, and then they said, oh, well, maybe he killed the first one.
Oh my god.
Hey, to me, it totally sounds like she got Hillary Clinton, so I think we're good.
You don't be that douchebag. Don't be that douchebag. Don't. We're not talking about politics tonight, Ticker.
Nobody's talking about politics.
No, we're not.
No, nobody's talking about.
Talking about rich people.
Hillary Clinton suicided the shit out of him.
Vaginas. We were talking about vaginas and penises and how penises are privileged.
Just for the record, I am with her so she doesn't suicide me as well.
Wait, what?
So from what I understand, because I have a penis, I'm privileged?
Yeah, okay, first of all... That is the first sign of being privileged. If you are white and you have a penis and you don't realize that you are privileged.
Why didn't anybody tell me?
You're fine.
And with the amount of time you spent in the bathroom as a child, I would consider that a privilege. You know what I mean? Like,
okay, first of all, asshole, you were sowing your seeds among the counties. No one suspects you of being anywhere in the bathroom.
I was following my biblical freaking, guidance and going forth and multiplying.
Oh, Lord.
I think you misread
okay,
it, then.
Dad, smite him with the power of Jesus. I don't know.
I thought Tigger used to just go to the bathroom to get out of doing dishes.
No, that was me.
No, that was taking a shit. No, he took a shit to get out of dishes. That has nothing to do with sowing seeds. Dad, smite him.
He's circumcised already. What do you want me to do?
God.
Hey, let's talk about Tigger's penis.
Okay. So here's this. Okay, so according to that, if you're circumcised, you can be a slut. It's okay, but God forbid, a woman.
Did I just get called a slut?
You were a slut. You were a slut. You were the town slut. You dated everyone in the county, so you moved on to Alba, which took 2 seconds because there were only two girls there. But then you went on to the next county.
Oh Lord.
No, so we literally were all in the same county. It was different towns, but that doesn't apply here.
Oh, were we all in the same county? I don't know. I was too young. Dad, smite him.
Hang in there, Dad. Hang in there, Dad. It's okay. It gets better. It gets better.
Okay.
Hallelujah.
You motherfuckers need Jesus.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, oh dear.
Ken says, oh dear.
Don't get it twisted. He's praying for all of us right now.
He's never stopped. It's been since pretty much from 1979 on. And maybe slightly less intoxicated, but that depends on how long the quarantine goes.
Yes, that's true.
I am not intoxicated. Who's intoxicated?
You're full of shit.
All right. Now
it's go time.
Yeah, now it's go time. Because now the four, the original four are here. Before the favorite son came in and destroyed it all.
Dude, you're like going scorched earth. Holy shit.
Yeah, I am not drunk. That's the worst part.
There's a lot of truth that just came out right there. I don't know if anybody else was paying attention, but...
Oh, God, that goddamn Snooki. Just stop. Just stop with the fucking Snooki.
Hey, is anybody else in love with her? Dude, she's fucking hot.
That's totally a thing.
Ricardo, are you in love with Snooki?
No, I'm not.
No, no.
Oh, from Jersey Shore?
No, Snooki. The Noah, the Snooki.
Noah, the Snooki.
I thought it was pronounced Snooki.
No, God.
Yeah, no, I'm talking about the chick from Jersey Shore.
Snooki?
God, no. Snooki? No, Ricardo, no. You watch too much goddamn MTV. Grow up, you're 30. Move on to
Ricardo, you're good, dog. Don't
you know,
her,
TLC
drunk.
Or something. You know.
TLC, there's no
I don't know. I missed it.
There's the building the house thing. That's very dramatic.
Okay, what? You're cut off, woman.
What are you talking about?
Okay, first of all, bitch, don't tell me I'm cut off. I cut myself off when I...
No, you don't.
Okay. I do what I want.
I'm bad. I do what I want.
Array and then fancy lashes. Mm. Oh, my God.
Yeah, go figure. Now Matt's wearing a beret and the eyeliner.
Hey-o.
It's cool, bitch.
Oh, God.
Josh, this show is going to be amazing.
No, it's not. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be his least favorite reviewed. Oh, God. I'm losing my voice.
Okay.
Okay, Ricardo. Stop judging.
I'm not judging.
Yes, he is.
Why are we dinging?
Not much.
Oh, my God. It looks like I'm picking my nose in that picture. Why would you send me that?
I didn't do it on purpose.
I just looked.
Thanks, asshole. Thanks, asshole. I knew I never liked you.
I didn't even do it on purpose.
Sure you did.
I like it.
You would. All right.
I like how mom just randomly bailed.
Yeah,
just,
no, yeah.
No,
she's
just
like,
fucking like
I
faded.
I fell asleep during my
yeah. She's like, there was I'm gonna go somewhere.
No.
That's all right.
She's like, there's no content.
Outlander.
There's. Okay, first of all, you love Outlander, so don't talk shit.
I do. I haven't. Seen
yeah, that's right.
Season, though.
Matt, no,
you haven't seen
no
the
face,
new season.
Dude, your face is freaking me out right now, man.
That's
oh,
disgusting.
You guys,
don't
you guys,
do that. Don't do that, please.
That bottle is gone. It's gone.
Why do you have to go in the garage?
You keep your alcohol in the garage?
What happens in the garage?
Well,
bad things happen in the garage. Don't go in the garage.
We have a second fridge in the garage, and that's where all the extra meat and wine is.
Meat and wine. This is the meat and wine fridge, everybody.
This is the time of our lives, guys.
And this one's the chicken and whiskey fridge.
No, it's chicken and wine fridge.
Lean protein and booze. Yep.
It's true. It's so true.
I'm just kidding. We can't find chicken anywhere. There's zero chicken
really?
To be had.
Okay, so Mike like grabbed like a ridiculous amount of chicken today when he went to the store, and I was like, thank God. And it's terrible.
We have chicken. There is no chicken in our stores. Zero.
Oh, I slapped.
Well, okay.
I slapped the shit out of an old dude for some freaking ground beef. I'm not lying.
No.
Like, no, like, bitch, you're a retiree. I'm active duty. Get the fuck out of the commissary. That's mine.
Yeah. No, seriously, today, like, because my...
You survived Vietnam? Yeah. Whether you survived Corona or not? Not my problem, kid.
This is my burden. No, seriously, I sent my child to the grocery store today because I'm like, okay, you're the only one leaving the house. Like, so if you bring in Corona, it's you. Like, so that way there's no question. And he called me and he's like, so there was a line to get into the grocery store, and then they were only allowing so many people. Yeah, no, there was a line into the grocery store, and they were only allowing so many people in to the grocery store at a time. And I mean, because we went to our local grocery store, so, like, that's where we've been, and everybody knows us. They were like, oh, thank God you came in this morning, because we literally just got a shipment last night. And, like, if you would have been here yesterday, there would have been nothing on the shelves. It's just, it's so weird. It's so weird.
We have MPs posted in front of ours. No more than 50 people in at a time, so it's like one in, one out kind of deal. And they're not rationing yet, but they're putting, like, limits on how much of what you can take. You know, there hasn't been toilet paper on post for fucking a week now, which is hilarious because why? Yeah. Like, fucking.
But are you going to be sitting the whole time? What?
The whole time. Literally the entire time. Oh, but, like,
it's like that scene from Dumb and Dumber.
No, it's it's just that fear shit. You know what I mean? People don't know what they don't know, and they're scared of what they don't know, and they're freaking responding in the same way. You know, there's a lot of noise bounce.
Where did Tori go? She like do a disappearing act or something, or
she gone?
No, I'm sorry. I'm here. I had to pee. Oh. Didn't want to pee with you guys on the phone.
Why not? Anyway, it's not weird.
What were you saying?
So,
it's not weird unless you make it weird.
Hey, shut up.
The what?
I gotta wash my hands. A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P, Q, R, S, T, U, V, W, X, Y, and Z. Now I know my ABCs. Next time, won't you sing with me?
So what also, if you don't want to do the ABCs, you can sing On Brave Old Army Team. Oh, it's the exact same one. Oh, she gone.
Well, what happened?
We Tori lost Tori. California has just disappeared.
Apparently, she washed her hands too well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, she's back now. God damn it.
I washed my... Were you talking shit about me?
Of course.
Fuck you. You don't know what you're talking about.
So, Tori, I was curious, like, when you're on lockdown, where's the cutoff for stores? Is it only stores that carry, like, milk that are open, or, like, what, like, are Dollar Generals open, or no?
So I don't know about Dollar Generals. From the information, I mean, because we've only been under, like, official mandated lockdown for less than 24 hours in California, I've only seen, you know, grocery stores are open, weed dispensaries, and alcohol.
Liquor stores.
Like, liquor stores.
Okay.
Are the only ones that are officially open
for
business.
Coping mechanisms.
Hey, I mean, because literally...
You got nothing else to do.
It's for a month. I mean, and alcohol is it's awesome. But, you know, I mean, there are some people who use medicinal marijuana. So, like, I understand why they're open. But we are lucky, like, in California, where alcohol is available in regular grocery stores.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
Where in New York, it's not. They're in different stores. However, I did see, because one of my favorite all liquor stores in New York, Bremer's Wine and Liquor, they are considered essential, and so they are going to be open. So.
Yeah, so that announcement went out today, and they have lifted all of the delivery restrictions. Legit, everybody in New York can deliver, so put, like, shit in FedEx. Now, I will tell you this. There was a major meltdown between FedEx and the Army today because the FedEx is they're a union, and the Army has initiated screening protocols at the gates for people who may be asymptomatic, and FedEx said, cool, we're not going to subject ourselves to your screening. Here's your shit. Just drops it off, fucking leaves. And it's like,
oh my god.
You know, there's, dude, there's so many, shenanigans right now. It's,
oh my god.
But crazy shit, like, what the fuck? You know, a union. So, global pandemic. The union rules should go on a timeout, and we. I don't know. It's weird.
No, it is. It is. It's crazy and so, like, unlike anything we've ever seen in our lifetime and our parents have ever seen in their lifetime.
Two or three.
It's a crazy time. And it's weird because, you know, like, I have my recently 10-year-old son who's telling me he doesn't want to get sick. You know, like, anytime I have the news on, he's like, Mommy, I'm afraid. I don't want to get sick. I don't want to get sick. And it's like, okay. Well, you know, like, I can sit here and tell him he's not going to get sick until my face is blue, but, you know, but then the governor comes out and says, okay, well, California, you know, everyone in California, 56% of you is going to be sick. And if I take that percentage to the people who are in my house, I've got 5 people in my house, so 2.5 of us are going to get sick, you know, with this virus. And I understand that there's, you know, it's not, you know, I don't know. I guess because it's a new virus, you know, there's a chunk of people who are like, there's nothing to worry about. And then there's a chunk of people who are like, oh my God, we need to freak out. And so I feel like caught in between because I'm like, okay, like, we're relatively healthy. We've done this. We've done, you know, I mean, I sound like crap now, but that's just because of a normal cold and normal allergies that are in LA County right now, you know. But it's weird.
The best terminology to use is because the fear, the word fear drives me fucking nuts. I'm not afraid of this bug, right? The size of it intimidates me. I am mildly intimidated. So how do I overcome intimidation? How do I overcome being intimidated by a virus? And what do I look at? So embracing the fact that, hey, the percentage of us being mortally affected by this is very low. So we've got a good chance of you know, even though we are going to get sick, and it's a matter of when, not if, you know, we're going to come out of this okay. Being able to embrace the community, because a lot of the community is not going to come out of this okay, that's going to be what makes the difference, and how we reach out to those who aren't okay. So I totally believe we all have relatively healthy families, and we're all going to more than likely come out of this okay. How do we affect the community that's around us? How do we put our arms around those? Because there are those in our community, our immediate communities, that are not going to be okay, and they're not going to come out of this all right. And that's going to be the big difference. That's where, you know, because this quarantine and isolation thing kind of puts us in this little bubble, and oh, people are bad and people are dangerous, and oh God, we can't touch people. I went to shake a guy's hand today and I got looked at like I was a fucking terrorist. I'm not joking. I have never felt so goddamn wrong in my entire life just because I went to shake somebody's hand. I'm like, oh, my bad, I'm sorry. Here's my elbow to bump. Fucking weird.
Yeah, but you cough in your elbow, so that's
right. Bad. No. And there's a bunch of, like, but it's gonna be how we come out of this. You know, just by a sheer numbers game, we're going to know people who were affected. We're going to know people who succumbed to the virus. We're going to know people who didn't make it. And although I, again, because of our genetic disposition and our relative health, I think we're going to be okay. But the big difference maker is going to be how we reach out to those who aren't okay, and how we grab those folks and we pull them in and we make them, you know, we came out of this all right, but you didn't. And that's going to be where we build the community. That's going to be where America becomes something greater than what it is now, is our compassion and our ability to reach out to those around us and say, you know, hey, cool, I got you. You know, that sucks. I'm healthy, you're not. How can I help you? How can I support you? What can I do? And not shutting it off and ignoring it and trying to play it off like, oh, it's just a silly flu. No, it's not. It's worse. It's worse than that. But being able to still maintain that community and that social distancing bullshit, that scares me more than anything else, is the push away from people that is required to slow this thing down. I'm afraid it's going to become just a normal operating procedure. Hmm. Josh, what do you think about that?
Well, the funny thing is at work, they actually started implementing social distancing at work by staggering breaks and lunches, but even to the point of staggering tables in the break room and only allowing at least no more than two chairs at a table. So they're really getting that whole you need to be spread out kind of thing. But at the same time, I'm an introvert, so being home all the time and doing my own thing, and you know, I don't have a problem with that. I think the biggest thing is when the kids really get stir crazy. They're like, oh hey, let's go to this place or let's go to this place, and then I gotta tell them like, hey, those places are closed. They're not open. We're not going anywhere. And they're like, well, let's go here. It's like, no, that place is closed too. Well, let's go out to dinner. No, we can't do that either. And they just don't seem to get it. I think they really started to get it the other night where they were like, hey, let's, and they're like, oh wait, we can't do that. And it's like, yeah, we can't. At some point it's going to become the new normal. But at the same time, right now, it's so foreign, especially to kids, that it's really hard on them. But, I mean, for me personally, social distancing, I don't have a problem with that. I mean, I'm all right.
We're not, like, normal life is not a normal life anymore.
Again, what's unique about, I feel like, the McGlynn family is that, you know, you and Mandy are at a different stage where you guys have kids at a different age. And even bigger, because I know, like, you know, your parachuters are your babies. Like, I get it. Like, you are responsible for their lives when they jump out of airplanes. So I totally get that. So they are, like, your children. And then there's a difference, like, you know, with the generational difference between Josh and I, because you know, we are younger and we have younger children, and it's harder to explain it to them, you know, because
absolutely,
you know, Benji just turned 10 yesterday, and he's like, hey, can Brace come over to play? And I'm like, no, not really. Like, he can't really come over to play because that's not, you know, because I don't know
right.
Who his family has been in contact with, and that hit, you know, so it's hard because he, you know, all he hears is, you know, he's like, hey, can my friend come over? And all I'm saying is no. He doesn't necessarily understand the fact that there's this bigger picture going on, and it's hard. Oh, Simba.
So I have no reach back or reference to that, Tori, because our kids are older. You know, Annie's 7th grade, and thank God, because Jill and I are both you know, during the day we're both gone working. She's up at the hospital and I'm up at the EOC right now. So, and she's fucking badass. She's also plugged in. She's listening to this conversation right now. And she's able to manage. No, that's Annie. Annie's listening.
Oh, Jill's asleep.
Yeah, Jill had a long day. You know, but one of the cool things, Ricardo, you're kind of witnessing. You're a part of something mildly historic. You know, as awful as this terrible thing is, the four of us are sitting here in a virtual room together, talking, laughing, joking, and conversing probably for the first time in God knows how long. So I'm a take this as, yeah, that fuck that virus. But if this was a motivation factor to kind of get us all in the same room and talking again, I'm okay with that. Mm. Yeah. You know, it sucks for everybody else. But we all got to sit together and laugh and share and shenanigan and drink and do whatever. And that's a good thing. So I'm gonna pull that positive out of this freaking grossness and I'm gonna hang on to that for a while.
No, for sure. Because literally, it's been at least a decade since we've done this. Damn. At least a decade.
Wow. Shit. Well, the last time we were all together was I was pregnant with Caroline, so that was 8 years ago.
Damn. Well, there was the. Tori, did you make it to the reunion?
No.
I didn't either.
Oh, that's right. It was just me and Mandy, and I was drunk the whole time.
Nice. What's
the
new?
Whole, no, what's the whole, new? No, you don't understand. I called Mom an asshole. It was so bad.
Wow.
Are you serious? You fucking called Mom an asshole?
That sounds magical.
And Pizza Hut. It was amazing.
Okay, first of all, okay, for the brothers.
Hey, if you weren't there, you can't say shit. So shut the fuck up.
No. You called your mother an asshole. That's a dick move.
Everybody in this room has done that once or another. I just did it to her face. So fuck you guys.
I've never called Mom an asshole.
Me neither.
Liars, dirty rotten liars.
Bullshit.
That's a little bit different with our sister and brothers. We don't. Or my sister and brothers. We see each other just about every day.
Well, you work with two of your brothers.
that is true.
See, here's the thing. One of his brothers works on the same shift that we do, and every time I see them look at each other, it's like, man, you just need to go over there, tell him you love him, you know, give him a big old bear hug. He's like, man, I think he'd probably cut me, you know, if I did that.
Yeah,
and
that's not gonna happen.
Hey, my brother Daryl.
Which one?
Fernando.
What do you do?
Well, we're in a text message group. He never responds. It pisses me off. Yeah.
Well, I'm not kind of surprised though.
Okay, first of all, a sibling that never responds, you gotta get over that right now in the McGlynn clan because half of us don't fucking respond to shit.
Right.
Let's be honest.
Yeah.
That's just pisses me off.
Like,
if we're in a group
message, right?
We all read
it. Yeah, no. And it says that, like, I know that you read it. I know. I get half the time that motherfucker that's in that room with you right now. Half the time it says that he's fucking read it and he hasn't responded to shit.
Whoa. She said, yeah. Josh is pointing to himself like that motherfucker.
Do is be like, asshole, I know you fucking saw this. Say, hey, I know you saw this.
So we don't have to listen to bullshit.
Oh my god, and he doesn't fucking say shit.
My thing is that, so the text message that I sent to the group was like something about, talking about, you know, my dad's a little bit, my parents are elderly in the sense, so. I was just like, maybe we shouldn't go visit them that often, you know, kind of split up a little bit more. And I got no response back except for my sister. And I'm just like, okay, that's it.
Ninfa?
Yeah.
Oh.
Josh, does that
piss you off?
What?
Does that make you frustrated?
About what?
When siblings don't respond.
I'm usually the one not responding, so I don't know what the problem is.
There you go, motherfucker. There you go. You are usually not the one responding. Take the fucking hint. Respond.
With what? Like a thumbs up?
Anything. Just acknowledge it.
Turn it upside down so I can read it.
Tigger?
Yeah.
Step in, bitch.
What? Gosh, respond to shit.
What are you doing?
Well, I know that. What's Los Vios mean?
I see.
It's sitting up. That's a weird ass looking dog.
What?
He's a Shih Tzu.
A Shih Tzu.
Oh, are we showing off dogs? I have a dog right here.
Oh, watch out,
Let
Vader.
Me see Chewie. Chewie!
Oh, Vader, stop it.
Chewie, Vader!
Vader? Hello, puppy.
Vader!
No, up here.
Here, Vader!
Hang on. I'm gonna put the headphones on.
Goober's not here.
Where's that little Mexican dog at?
Oh, Goober!
Goober! Oh, he's freaking out. No!
Hang on, hold this.
Wait.
I'll go get it.
No.
Where's Vader?
He's right here. You can't see him.
Where?
I can't see. He's right here.
Where?
I see the floor.
Yeah, no, Josh is holding. Josh is holding the dog.
Right here.
It's in his hand. It's black. Right here. It's a black dog,
Turn
so it's hard
the
to
camera,
see.
Man.
Yeah, make the dog
camera.
Smile so we can see it.
The camera.
Say
the
camera
is off center.
Whoa,
now.
Josh just swore.
Oh my God, grow a vagina. You're fine.
I have one, thanks.
Stop it. Stop it.
Josh, go making out with your dog.
Stop it, Vader. No means no.
Here comes the goobs.
What is that?
Goober.
Is that a rat?
We saved that dog from a freaking Mexican Chihuahua gang down in Yuma.
Oh, Goober.
That's racist.
No, you think I'm joking? That's fucking truth.
That's legit. Goober, what are you going to feed you to the desert?
So I'm out in the middle of the desert waiting for dudes to jump out of an airplane, and it's like 2 in the morning. I think I'm legit hallucinating. I see a pack of fucking chihuahuas run across the desert, and I come over the radio, and I'm like, hey, I might need somebody to come get me because I'm pretty sure I just saw a pack of chihuahuas run across, and the guys are like, no, man. There's legit chihuahuas, like there's a pack of chihuahuas that run around over here. And that's a fucking thing. That's legit. There
like,
is
like
this
dingoes?
Pack of wild chihuahuas dingo. That runs around the yeah no in the Barry
like
Gold
dingo
Water
babies.
Range.
Oh.
Dingo babies. Yep. So I thought I was just high as shit and needed a ride home and nope that's I was
police?
Seeing what I thought I was seeing. Hey this show, we'll publish your shit and. Like the fuck out of it.
Oh, dude,
you just made a mess.
All right, this is the Warehouse Rats. We're out. Take it easy.